Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Pop-Up Radio Show with your host, Healer Medium. And it is 6:34. I tried starting this before, however, it wasn't showing up in the live list. But let me see if it's showing up in spirit, just the plain spirituality list. Spirituality is not showing up there either. So what I'm trying to do is to be of service and see if anyone needs some, maybe they want to tell me about their day, maybe they want some insight, is the relationship with their mother-in-law, whatever. Whatever it is that you want, you can call in and talk about. There are no limits. You know, every now and then I'll have a pervert call, but that's okay because perverts need people to talk to too. And so we've got spirituality. I'm hitting refresh. I am not seeing any live shows except for one. Let me hit live, see what else. Maybe it's showing up in a different category. I don't see anything. I know there's a lot of, we got some good shows going on. We've got a true story of alien abduction that's going on in the paranormal category. We've got Frida Readings with L and, or LA, I'm not sure how you pronounce her name. That's on News for the Soul. So maybe they have enough people. We've got, actually, there's quite a few shows on right now. Very impressed. However, my show is not looking like one of those shows that's up and running. I may have pissed someone off somewhere at BTR. So I'm just going to sit here for a little bit. Maybe someone will call in. Maybe someone won't. Sometimes the chat, I've got a chat room open. I'm doing some cooking at the same time, so I am multitasking. Oh, there we go. Now it's showing up in the pop-up reading show. I've got Lori's art is the photo. She's an artist, and she's also a psychic and a medium. She's my friend. I met her at Arthur Findlay College in England, which is a psychic school. And that is where we met, and she does it for a living. She recently had a show in Vegas at the Palms, and it was French by an Angel. And that was, I went and saw that. That was great. You know, it gives a lot of, when you're doing the mediumship work for people, it can bring a lot of closure. But it's better probably to do a one-on-one, especially if a lot of emotions are going to come through. Because, I don't know about you, but if I'm getting a message from someone who's passed and it's touching me, I don't really want it on TV for the rest of my life, just saying. So that's my personal opinion on being broadcast during, you know, some emotional times. I'm not, that's not my shtick. And I did take a course in pet communication. Well, not just pets, animals in general. So animal communication. But it's my belief you can communicate with anything that has energy, and everything has energy. So you can communicate with, you know, a hockey stick. You can communicate with a frying pan. You can communicate with just about anything. So don't limit yourself to pets. Don't limit yourself to people in the spirit world. Don't limit yourself to, you know, a blade of grass. Maybe your vitamin. Maybe you want to talk to your vitamin in the morning. Say, hey, vitamin, you know, make me healthy. Or, hey, treadmill, you know, make it easy. Actually, I did use the, I wasn't talking to the treadmill, but it was one of those stepper things. It was, I think it was called a, I don't know, but it was like a stair machine, but it wasn't exactly like, you know, the stairs that you walk up kind of thing. It wasn't exactly like that. So I didn't talk to the machine, but I asked Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, I said, please make this easy for me, or please make this, you know, please let me get through it. And sure enough, before you knew it, the time had flown. I got a workout in, and my friend had made me a sort of like a mixtape, but in a mixed MP3. And with the mixed MP3, I was able to, I listened to the same songs over and over and over again, and it was really quite relaxing. Anyways, I got a caller, so let's pick this caller up. Hello, caller from 917. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ashiel, and I'm calling from New York City.
Hello, Ashiel from New York City. Do you have a question today, or do you just want to talk?
Question. I mean, what kind of reading are you giving?
Well, usually I use tarot cards, and I can use them if you want me to, but I don't necessarily need to use tarot cards.
Okay.
I'm a medium, but I'm also a psychic, so just whatever you want.
Oh, you're a medium. Oh, okay. Because
yeah.
I wouldn't mind getting in touch with my mom, if you can.
All right. So,
with the spirit.
All right, good. So that's a start. So Ashiel's mom, let's see if she's around. Okay. This is going to sound weird because as there's a woman that's coming through, but normally, and I'll explain how it works because, you know, sometimes people care. Normally, if it's a mom, it'll come through on my left side, but the person I'm seeing is on my right side, and she's a little bit lower, which means to me that, you know, it's someone not necessarily ahead of you, but is there a cousin on your father's side who passed a spirit, or and she's a rounder woman, she's not a thin woman, a rounder woman from your father's side. So this is not, I don't feel like it's your mom, I feel like it's more father's side related, but it could be your mom. Does that make any sense to you, Ashiel?
A woman from a father's side, you said?
A rounder woman.
I'm not really in touch with them anymore, so from my father's side, I don't really, you know, so I don't know. Because I stopped, you know, talking to them a long time ago.
So would you have been a kid when you stopped talking to them?
Not a young man, but, you know, I just distanced myself because there's certain things after my father died and, you know, my mother died. I just started seeing some things in the family that, you know, on my father's side. So I just distanced myself from that.
So okay.
It's been a long time ago.
So I have to give, so when you're doing mediumship work and someone comes through, and even if you can't place them, I do have to give them, because
yeah,
I'm here to
I
serve
agree.
Them as well. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
As this woman's coming through, even though you can't place her, she is on the heavier side. I feel like it's like a relative on the father's side. I actually do feel like it's more of, did your father have a sister that you're aware of, an aunt?
Yeah, but I think she's still alive, and she's one of the reasons I haven't talked to her family.
Oh, well, she's one of the reasons. Okay, then maybe that's why it's coming through, because energy is energy, right? So, and the way I was seeing her, it was hard to, you know, she wasn't really attached. Like it was funny. Like it wasn't like, I don't know. Anyway, so let's put her there for a second, because it's not just there's, and I'm not defending her at all, right?
Okay.
I just get the feeling of generational trauma. So, you know, generations and generations of the same thing. And
yep.
What you've done is you've removed yourself from that situation. However, and I'm not, like, it's the right thing to do, whatever you do, the right thing to do with you at the time, for the time, don't forget them completely. Don't forget
okay.
them completely, because unless you actually go in and heal that generational trauma, before you know it, you know, some of the same shit will come up and you're kind of stuck, and you don't have to talk to them in order to do that. It's just got to be an energetic intention that you set and say, okay, because it's part of your bloodline too, right? So
yeah,
you concentrate on it, and I want to find out for sure if this is coming from your, if it's coming from your mother, it's basically she wants you to have the best life. So in order for you to do that, if you can get rid of some of this attachment to this, you know, and it's the same year, like generation after generation, it's the same stuff. And, you know, in some generations, a little bit of progress is made, but then sometimes, like the next generation, it goes back a little bit. So just keep that in mind. And I want to tune into your mother a little bit more. So is there a memory of her taking you to an amusement park as a kid? She's showing me a roller coaster.
Possible, yeah, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, so I'm seeing this roller coaster, but it also can be symbolic of, you know, right now you're going through some ups and downs because a roller coaster mm-hmm. can be or either a roller coaster or stuff that you're going through. But I want to bring through some stuff that makes me sure it's your mom. All right, so what she's got going on. All right, she is. Was there something she was? She's itching something. Does she have allergies or something that she's itching at? She's itching. Yeah, she had itchy skin.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because she's coming through and she's itchy. And so that makes me know that it's kind of her. She really likes, you're really independent in so many ways. And she likes that because you are your own man. You really don't allow people to push you around or tell you what to do or manipulate you. You know, when you smell something stinky, you either back off or you totally distance yourself. Well, like you did with your father's side of the family, you totally did. And she likes that about you. But what she's saying is, and the message from your mother, and we do have one more caller, and I don't have a long show, so I'm going to finish up for your mom, because I really like her energy. It was like when she was here, she was very matter of fact. Like she didn't really mince words. She didn't soften blows. She just said things the way they are. Does that sound like her, Ishiel?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like that no nonsenseness. I like that about her. And also that she says, even though, you know, you're your own man or whatever, there is a little bit of softening. And she's saying, don't do this. Because sometimes something looks like it's wrapped in a nice package, but inside it's shit. And then sometimes something looks like shit, but the inside is the most beautiful thing you'll ever experience. She's saying, practice using your heart to discern who's worth your time. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, because this forgot my dating life, because I'm looking at it.
I feel like the person that you end up with is, at first, you're like, you know. And I feel like it's like someone who looks like they read too many books, a little bit on the nerdy side, not very showy. And at first, a little awkward, too, because they're a bit of an introvert. But it's about you taking the time, and it's not even taking the time, because you're very good right off the bat on knowing what's in someone's heart. But sometimes you have to put up with a lot of crap because they don't know how good they are. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then sometimes the crap is, you know, it's aggravating, and you don't like aggravation. So,
yeah.
But you know, she's really, you know, she's happy for you, and she knows that you make good choices and it'll all be okay. And you know what we do every time that you date someone and it doesn't work out, just figure out what you learned about it and then don't repeat it. Like your dad's side of the family, they keep repeating the same stuff. You don't need to do that. So once you learn what they're all about.
Exactly what I do. I learn from it and move on.
Exactly. And that's the way to do it. And then one day something will happen and it'll just click and you'll go, oh, this is what I did all that learning for. A lot of love from your mom, and thank you for calling in, Ashiel. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That was very helpful. I appreciate it, too.
Great. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. So next we have area code 586. 586, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Sherelle, Michigan.
Yay, Sherelle. What's going on in Michigan?
Nothing other than hot weather.
Yeah, I'm right across the river from you, so same thing. So do you want, what kind of reading do you want today, Sherelle?
A mediumship.
Mediumship, all right. So
messages from the other side.
From the other side, okay. So I can't really call people in specifically, but if you recognize
this
person.
It don't matter, or whoever comes up.
Yep. So who do we got for Sherelle? Okay, so Sherelle, I've got a skinny guy. He looks very 70s to me. Like he's got, you know, bigger hair, big glasses, a suit on. It looks like he could have been a salesman or something where you had to dress up in a suit every day. However, definitely the way his suit looks, he passed in the either 70s or 80s, but very thin.
Okay.
Do you recognize this male from spirit? I'm not getting his side, though.
Yeah, my grandpa.
Your grandpa. Oh, he is, like, he's a card. Like, he is just, you know, he was always watching, you know, there was nothing that really got, he didn't always comment on stuff though, but he always was watching. So
and what's the message?
The message from him, what do you got, Grandpa? What he's saying is you aren't looking after yourself. He's saying that you're not selling yourself. You're not looking after yourself. You're not taking time for yourself. He's telling me, he said, you know, it's all a body, mind, and soul connection. He's like, your soul part's good. His soul part's good, but you're not taking the time out. He's like, you're best when you're doing stuff physical. Are you a fire sign?
I am.
Yeah.
I'm a Sagittarius.
I'm an Aries. And, you know, when I go to the gym, and I was just telling my son this, that when I go to the gym and work out, I feel so much better. But I'm in my head. Yeah, and I'm in my head so much that I don't go and do it. And I know that that's going to make me feel 100% better, yet I don't do it. So that's his message. He's like body, mind, and soul. He's like, you know, start working on the body.
And I was wondering,
that fire,
like, will I ever hear from a guy named Sam?
This isn't coming from him. This is more of a psychic. Does he have a job that involves garbage?
I haven't talked to him or seen him in the last 4 or 5 years. So I'm not sure exactly the kind of work he do.
Yeah, because when I see him, I see garbage. So I'm
the last
not
time
sure.
I checked, he was working at Chrysler. So I'm not sure exactly what he's doing now.
He's probably still there. Sam. I'm not getting anything for a while. So that the garbage could be represented. It could have been a symbol for he's garbage. So that could have been that, or he's working with garbage. Sometimes it's a symbol, sometimes it's that. But
yeah.
I'm gonna ask your dad or your grandpa. Your grandpa, what's happening for Sherelle?
Yes, thank you.
He's like, you got to take care of your own business right now. He's like, put them in the garbage, you know, garbage. He says, why aren't you hanging out with your friends?
Well, I don't have no friends. Honestly, I haven't had no friends in the last 3 years. I don't like no female, no male friends. And I'm open and willing to accept and meet new people, but I haven't ran across no one. So I don't have no friends.
Okay. I'm going to give you a prescription because this will help with the friends. There's a place. Are you close to St. Clair Shores?
No.
No. Okay. Then that's the wrong place. there's these meetup groups where you can like do breathwork classes, that sort of class. Like, I'm feeling like there's some sort of meetup group where you can go out and you can meet up with some people. It's time to reach out. It's time to work on friendships because that's going to help you love yourself more, is having these close friendships. So that's from your – because your grandpa had friends. He had lots of friends. Too many friends, he, you know, sometimes didn't have time for them. So he said that's good for your soul too, like – you're doing a lot of good soul stuff, but the friendship thing is going to be way better for your soul than any man. So that's from your
friend. I'm with someone now. We just had our daughter in January, so I'm not sure exactly how that's, you know, me having friends.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I got to go. I got one more caller.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. Bye, Sherelle. Take care. All right. Caller 860.
Hello?
86. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
What's good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Connecticut. My name's Amla.
Hi, Amla. Do you have a psychic question? Do you have a mediumship question? Do you just want to talk?
Yes. I do have a psychic question. I really feel ready that I want to meet somebody, really quality partnership. So whatever you've got with that and when that might be coming in.
Okay. I've spoken to you before and do you do anything to meet people?
Yes, I'm into holistic. I've changed. I mean, this year has been amazing with talking about the other caller with meeting new friends. I mean, I met some really true, genuine people, and I think divine order is doing its thing. It's like the trust, all of that with these people, these genuine people. I needed to do that first, and then now I feel like I'm ready for the partner. So I have three really dependable, genuine friends. I am so grateful. I'm so appreciative. But to answer your question, I do a lot of holistic things, fire ceremonies, yoga, outdoor, anything, you know. It's summer and it's Connecticut, so I get out there a lot.
Yeah. And that's a really good thing because I'm seeing where you meet this person is outside. Like it is going to be not an online, you know, kind of thing. It's going to be an out there, you know, you meet the person, you know, you're reaching for the same thing, whatever. It's going to be more of a that sort of meeting. And I'm getting a weird name with the person. It's like a Liam or a Liam or something like that. Lyman. It's an L name for sure. And there's a shyness about them, and you're going to have to respect the quiet moments with this person because you're not going to want to overwhelm them because it'll drive him away, and he's a very good-hearted person, worth keeping. I wouldn't pry too much about when having conversations. It's nice to ask a question or two, how do you like that tart? But really, when you're having conversations, don't ask, what do you do? Don't ask, what was your childhood like? Like, don't ask those kinds of questions.
No, I never actually do that. That's not even my personality anyway. I'm a fire sign like you, but I'm a Sag. But I like giving people privacy. I also have Virgo in me. So I like giving people their space and you know, privacy and stuff. So do you feel like it's this month I need them, or any kind of feeling with that?
No, it's not. Okay. I don't know what the weather's like in, you said Connecticut, right? But it's definitely a cooler month, but not snowy, like more of a, maybe by September. I'm not getting a July. It's like I see you wearing longer pants, a longer shirt. It's not short and t-shirt weather. So it could be like a cooler day in September, more than likely probably October. So, yeah, that's what I see for that. And I do like him. The quietness is going to unnerve you at first, but just, you know, be comfortable in it. Be comfortable in the silence with him. And he's very well read. Like he loves to read. So I would brush up on all those weird archaic authors that people who like to read talk about all the time, like Dostoevsky. I can't even pronounce it. I can't get through any of that. But if you're a well-read person, that will score points with him, because he will like to, when he talks, he likes to talk about literature. He likes to talk about anything like that. He likes to talk about that kind of thing, just not himself. And he doesn't want to hear about you either too much. And that's, don't take it personally, because when you're in the silence, he's drinking you in with his soul rather than his ears. He's just, that's the way he operates.
That's fascinating. I actually wrote some books, so that'll be interesting. He just, he'll probably be interested in reading one. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But if there's a book that he asks you, if you read a book and you haven't, be right up front and honest about it, because he will see through the bullshit just like that. And he'll go, oh yeah. And then he'll just write you off. So just be totally honest with them. Good heart, good soul. And that's what you deserve. Right, Amala?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good night.
Take good
thank
care.
You for calling in.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that was 30 minutes, 3 calls. That's good. And that's it for me today. So that was my pop-up reading show on July the 13th, 2023. And have a good day, rest of the day, everybody.